Okay, 大家好，我是 Catherine，and 这是我第一次去 Advent. So going into Advent, I had a pretty solid relationship with God, but in my heart, I never truly put Him first or fully trusted Him with everything.
Testing, okay, 好。这次我第今年是我第一年去的台湾短宣，然后呢，之前我觉得我跟上帝有非常稳固的关系，可是呢，我的觉得我的心还是没有完全的来信靠他。
And sometimes I felt doubt in my heart, or that all of this worship and praise was really pointless.
那有时候呢，当我会觉得很疑惑，因为我觉得说所有的这些敬拜和祷告呢，赞美的好像没有意义的。
But going to Advent and what I experienced there made me realize, made all of this doubt disappear.
可是这次去到台湾短训以后呢，我就觉得说，我经历到说，我所有的这些疑惑都已经失去了，都不见了。
I saw God perform miracles and how powerful His love was and how He made all these kids feel really worthy and loved.
那我就看见说，上帝在其中做了很多的神迹，也看见上帝的爱。直到说这些的孩子是这么的被爱的。
So during the second week, there was this one kid in my class, and he was really well behaved the first day. But then after that, I don't know what happened, but he was like so crazy.
那就是到第二个星期的时候呢，那有一个小孩在我们班上的呢，他是非常的不听话，非常的调皮，而且第二天呢。可是第二天他就完全的改变了。
So he refused to sit in his seat, and he always stood on top of his desk, and he refused to write anything, and so it was really hard to make him do anything.
那他呢？他拒绝坐在椅子上面，他常常都站在桌子上面。他也拒绝呢回答所有的问题，也拒绝的写我叫他做的东西。
However, he came to our 晚会。
那可是呢，他却来到我们的那个晚会
，which is sort of like this party thing where the students would come see and hang out with us.
那就好像说，每个小朋友来到跟我们一起，老师一起来欢庆的这个晚会。
And I was really surprised that he even showed up at all because he really didn't have any bond or connection to me or Kevin.
那我觉得很惊讶他会出席，因为我觉得呢，我之前我跟另外一个老师 Kevin 都跟这个孩子没有什么。关系没有什么连结。
So during Friday night, during the 晚会, I had to give my testimony in detail, and it was something that was very personal to me.
那在这个晚上呢，我有机会跟大家来分享我的见证。
And I didn't expect any of the kids to listen to me, and I felt like I was speaking to no one.
那我就在想说，哎，可能没有小孩要听我在分享这些的东西。
But to my surprise, they actually did listen, even the super misbehaved boy.
那我非常的惊讶，就是每一个都专心的在那边听我分享见证，包括这个调皮捣蛋的孩子。
And so afterwards, we had this sort of secret time, which is where like each class would go into a separate room and the kids would ask us questions.
Okay, 那接下来呢，当我们分享完见证以后呢，我们就有一段秘密的时间，就是让孩子可以跟老师在同一间房间，他们可以问老师任何的问题，可以跟老师促进彼此的关系。
Most of them would ask us questions like what's our age or if we're married and how many boyfriends we've had.
那通常大部分的孩子呢，就会问我们这些问题，比如说你几岁啦，你有没有男朋友啦，还有什么？你结婚了吗？有没有男朋友？
But this little misbehaved boy, he followed me everywhere, but he didn't ask me these kinds of questions. He asked me questions like, "Who is God? Why would Jesus die for us?"
那可是这个很调皮捣蛋的孩子呢，却没有问这些乱七八糟的问题。他却问我：“哎，耶稣是谁？然后为什么他要死在十字架上
？”And he followed me everywhere, and he sat right next to me, and he held my arm.
那他我去到哪里，他就跟到哪里，而且他也一直抓着我的手臂，抓着我。
And I really touched my heart because I didn't expect any of these kids to understand a word of what I was saying.
那我觉得非常的感动，因为我并没有期待说这些孩子会明白我讲的这个见证。
Yet they all seemed to be really touched by it, and they understood what I said. And
yeah, 他们每一个其实都明白我的见证，而且他们都觉得非常的感动。
I felt like I had said something meaningful and.
那我觉得我就做了一件很有意义的事情。
And as if I like planted a seed in their heart.
What?
Planted seed in their heart.
Oh, okay, okay. 所以呢，我就 what?
This one.
okay, 我觉得这个是很有意义的事情。And then what? Okay. Okay, continue.
So now I'm going to go into detail about how I felt during Friday night when I was giving my testimony.
那现在我就告诉你们说那个星期五晚上的一些的事情。
So right before giving my testimony, I felt really sick, like I was going to throw up, and I wanted to back out.
那天晚上在做见证的时候，其实我之前非常非常紧张，我感觉到好像自己快病了，快吐。
I was so nervous, I could barely form a sentence.
那我非常非常的紧张，非常非常害怕。
But as I continued to go, the flow of words just came to me naturally, and it felt as if God put them in my mouth.
那我可是到后来，当我去开始讲的时候呢，我就觉得说，其实是上帝把话语带到，就是放在我的口里面，我就非常的有平安。
And during this really personal testimony, I felt really scared going into it, but while I was giving it, I felt really peaceful and comforted.
那开始我是觉得很害怕，可是后来呢，我却觉得非常的有平安。
Okay, now fast forward to Saturday night worship at debriefing.
那接下来呢，就到星期六晚上，就是接下来的我们在高雄的那个 debriefing 的那个晚上，总结的那个晚上。
After giving my testimony on Friday night,
那在星期五给了这个见证之后,
I felt this really strong trust and faith in my heart.
那我就感觉到这个对上帝的这个信靠和
that
对神完全的信靠。
Yeah, that God truly was my anchor.
那上帝也是我的 anchor. 宝。
So during the Saturday night worship, I really poured out my heart to God and I prayed for 30 minutes.
那在那个星期六晚上的时候，我就真的是把我的心掏出来给上帝，然后我也祷告了半个小时。
It may not seem a lot, but it was a lot for me.
那虽然对很多人来说可能不是很长，可是对我来说是非常的长。
So during this time of prayer, I felt like I could feel the Holy Spirit was with me and my heart was full.
那天晚上我可以感受到圣灵与我同在，我的心是满满的。
And while I prayed, I felt this sense of love and protection.
那在我祷告的时候，我就感觉到上帝的爱和保护。
And it felt like it was coming from my dad.
那就好像说是从我的爸爸而来的。
Because while I was praying, this image appeared in my head. And it was a picture of my dad having his arms open and me running to him, ready to hug him.
那就好像有个画像进来，就好像看见说我的爸爸在这里跑过来这里，把打开的双臂来抱着我。
And for me, I interpret it as a message from God saying that my dad is waiting for me and that I will be with him again and that he loves me.
那我对我的理解呢，也就是说我就看见我的父亲，我以后一定会看见我的父亲，他在那边等着我，他爱我。
And after feeling this much love from God in his presence, all of the doubts I had before going into Taiwan and Advent all just disappeared.
那因为看见了这些的画像和感受到这些的爱，我就觉得我之前在去台湾之前所有的这些的疑惑都完全都还有和焦虑完全都没有了。
And I had no more worries or fear, and that I knew God loved me and that He had a plan for me.
那我就觉得我完全的不再害怕，我也完全不再忧虑，因为觉得上帝与我同在。
I'm done.
Thank you.